This is Nini Mats, the kingdom child, with the mystic of the kingdom of heaven.
Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east, I summon a bird of prey. From a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do. Greetings, guys. It is me here with a message of the kingdom of heaven. Ah, guys, you know, we are still talking about unanswered prayers, you know, because we connected it to the blueprint, you know, and I wanted to bring about as many scriptures, you know, as possible so that you will get to understand. Because, see, guys, even though I am not used to quoting from the old covenant, and which is something I don't really encourage because it tends to confuse, which is the reason why you find that many different churches with different beliefs, you know, are here on earth. And when you try to search where the problem is, it's because we take that which is from the old, which is actually contradicting the new, and we pick and choose. That's why I every time I quote from the old, I make this understanding to you that when you quote from the old, make sure that what you are quoting is not contradicting the new. Why? The old is for the spiritually dead. The old is for those who were in the old covenant. I wasn't there. You went there. You understand? And you are now spiritually alive. So the old were sealed with the blood of animals. I'm not, you know. The new is sealed with the blood of Jesus. You know, the new is spiritually alive. The new, I don't know, guys, if you are getting this, you know. So when you quote from the old, find out if what you are quoting is not contradicting the new. Because daddy, guys, is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Both him and my Lord, you understand? What that means is that their nature, you know, who they are, they can't change. What they are about, they can't change. But because they had to bring back a spiritually alive nature, therefore, the nature of the covenants, the old and the new, is not the same. I've been explaining that, and I do it on purpose so that you will understand. Whenever you are quoting from the old, you need to make sure that whatever you are quoting from the old is not against the new. If you find that what is in the new and the old is contradicting, you take what? The new. Because the new is for the child, the children of God. The old is for the slaves. The new is for the born again, the spiritually alive. The old is for the spiritually dead. The new is sealed with the blood of Jesus. The old is sealed with the blood of animals. You understand, guys? So I've made this thing every time I quote from the old because I want you to get it. In fact, there is no need to quote from the old. You understand? But because I want to bring this also into your mind so that you will get what I'm trying to say. Otherwise, if you are confused and you not yet sure what is happening, or you don't yet understand the scriptures, stick with the new. Why? You are a child of God. You are spiritually alive. You are sealed with the blood of Jesus. Ah, guys, you know, I've explained this a lot, but here we are still speaking about unanswered prayers because we were quoting from the Gospel of Matthew 20, where the mother of Zebedee's sons, James and John, were asking Jesus, you know, was asking Jesus to allow his her two sons to sit, one at the right and the other, you know, in the kingdom. But Jesus said that is not going to happen, you understand, because those places are already prepared for those who belong, you know, to them, and these people must be prepared in order to sit on those chairs, you understand. That's why we see the disciples, they are flogged, they are killed, they are persecuted. It's because they were being prepared to sit on those places. So sitting close to Jesus, guys, the higher you go in the kingdom of heaven, the more sufferings, you understand. That's why I told you that you might be the one sitting there. It might be David, it might be Jeremiah, I mean, guys, it might be Abraham or Moses or even you, but most definitely not me, because I tell my Lord, no more, enough is enough. His will is already making me guys, I'm already going crazy, already going crazy. Enough is enough. Pain, guys, you know, when you reach that place where you say, you know what, pain, enough is enough, enough is enough. So, and guys, I'm really serious about what I'm telling you, you know, I'm not joking, you know. So I'm not even gonna be jealous if I find you sitting there next to him, you know. Maybe you are the one and he's preparing you, and believe me, you won't like the test, you won't like it, because you must be killed, you must be hated, you know, all those things, been there, done that. Enough is enough, guys, enough is enough, no. No more, you know. But you know, here also, Daddy is the one speaking here, because we know that he's the one who was dealing with the Israelites. But at the same time, guys, we know that our Lord is the word of God, you know. So we don't know how they worked, you know, interchangeably. They do. All I know is that when you read the old covenant and you read the new, because in the new, it's Jesus. In the new, guys, it's just my Lord who's busy. And in the old, it's Daddy. But then when you take a very close look at the grammar, when you take, guys, a very close look at the grammar, you know, when Daddy speaks, it's like, damn, these dudes are twins. You know, guys, these dudes are twins, you know. The way he speaks, he's speaking exactly like my Lord, exactly how my Lord will speak. In fact, you know, this one was taken from Isaiah 46, yeah, from verse 9 to verse 11, you know. But I love verse 8. He says, remember this, keep it in mind, take it to heart, you rebels. You know, you know, remember this, keep it in mind, take it to heart, you rebels. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Ah, guys, I love my daddy when he speaks like that, you know. He reminds me of my Lord when he tells the hypocrite of his time. He says, one greater than Solomon is here. You know, guys, when someone is speaking about himself, he says, one greater than David is here. You know, he was telling them who he is. And here in verse 8, he says, keep it in mind, take it to heart, you rebels, you know. And he reminds me of how Jesus was giving it to the hypocrites, you know. He says, you brood of vipers, you know. And I'm like, damn, these dudes are like twins, you know. The way they talk, they just talk anyhow. They don't care. Ah, guys, I love those people, guys. They drive me crazy, you know. So verse 10, he says, I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. You know, the reason he said this, and as I've been connecting unanswered prayers with the blueprint, is because he's saying that I actually make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. Why is he doing that? He's doing it so that he will reveal that which is in the blueprint, that which he wants you to pray about. Yeah, I don't know, guys, if you get this. So he reveals these things. Then he expects you to what? To pray them. Because when you are praying them, you are actually aligning your walk. You are actually aligning your mind with that which you are praying for, which he revealed. You understand? And when you are doing that, you are walking what is written in the blueprint. Remember in the Gospel of John 17, Jesus says that, Father, I've done this, this and that. Now I'm going to the cross. The hour has come. Father, glorify your son. You know, I came for this very hour. You know, so Jesus is also looking at the blueprint and saying, now it is time to what? For me to fulfill that which is written in the blueprint. That's why when you read the Gospel of Matthew, the moment you start there, it says that Jesus did this to fulfill that. He did this to fulfill that. Why? It's because the Holy Spirit revealed to my Lord that now it is time for you to fulfill this part of the prophecy which was written, which is also written in the blueprint. You understand? As I was saying, that the old covenant is Jesus's pre-written diary, because the old covenant is written about Jesus. Hence, Jesus was telling the hypocrite of his time in the Gospel of John 5. He says, I don't understand how come you don't believe in me. It doesn't make sense, because Moses, the one you claim to be believing in, wrote about me. But since you don't believe what I'm saying, it means you didn't believe Moses as well, because Moses wrote about me. If you believed Moses, you will believe me, because Moses wrote about me. That's why, guys, I keep telling you that the old covenant is Jesus's pre-written diary. You understand? In fact, when you read the whole book of Isaiah, you read Psalms, you know, you read also the books by Moses, you find Jesus is being quoted all around. You understand? In fact, most prophets spoke about Jesus. You know, it's just that they did not get that they was actually speaking about Jesus. They thought that was just speaking about the physical Israel. But they was actually speaking about Jesus, because Jesus is the Israel, you know. So they misunderstood that, because he will use Israel, you know, interchangeably, the physical Israel and the spiritual Israel, because we are the spiritual Israel. And they was actually mentioning us right there in the old covenant, but they did not understand that they was mentioning us, because they thought that they was speaking about them, because he will use it interchangeably. You understand? So those prophecies were mostly about Jesus. You know, those prophets were speaking about Jesus. So Jesus was telling the hypocrites of his time that you busy telling me about Moses, but Moses wrote about me. I don't understand how come you don't believe me, because the word is written about me. If you believed Moses, you will believe me. Why? Because Moses wrote about me. You understand? So Jesus was actually looking at the blueprint and was saying, now it is time to do this. Now it is time to do this. Hence, you will read, Jesus did this to fulfill that. He did this to fulfill that. He was reading from, the Holy Spirit was reading from the blueprint and revealing to my Lord that now it's time for you to do this. And Jesus will do that. Why? He was fulfilling the scripture, because it was written about him and also there in the blueprint. You understand? So Jesus never really prayed any prayer coming from him. He actually prayed for the things that were written in the blueprint, because he had to make sure that those things come about. You understand? Because he knows that there is no way he can actually change what is written in the blueprint. Guys, that's just not going to happen. If there's one thing that will never happen, is anyone changing the blueprint. If Jesus didn't, guys, hello. If Jesus didn't, who you? You understand? If Jesus didn't, who am I? You know, I can't change that. So you bribing that man upstairs with tears, with money, it ain't gonna work. It's just not gonna work. You know, in fact, I'm helping you here. I'm giving you pills so that you don't waste your time. So he's saying that I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east I summon a bird of prey, from a far off land a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do. You understand? He's telling you that exactly what I want to do, I will do. And no one is going to do anything about it. Why? I will do it, because there is no one like me. I am God. There is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Guys. I don't know, guys, if you don't like a person who speak like that. Guys, you've got a problem. Guys, you know, someone who knows who they are. And guys, you know, they are not puffed up. It's not pride. It's just who they are. You know, you are puffed up with something that is off the earth, and you really, really off. You know, but he, you know, is telling us these things about himself, and I look at him and I'm like, yeah, I love it when you speak like that. You know, he reminds me of my Lord. He tells the hypocrites of his time, one greater than Solomon is here. You know, he tells them, I am here and I'm greater than everyone. You know, but guys, we're not speaking about it. What we're speaking about here is that find out the blueprint, and once you find out the blueprint, then you pray according to it. He will reveal, because if it doesn't reveal the blueprint, I mean, what's the point of you praying? You're wasting your time. You're wasting your time. So do not waste your time. Do not waste your time. Until next, guys.
And remember, the Word of God still remains the only source of knowledge about the Kingdom of Heaven. Please, correct every belief with the Word of God, correct me, correct every pastor with the Word of God so that you won't be misled. If a belief of a church is not in line with the New Testament, get out of that church. As we have said, the Old Testament will contradict the New Testament because the Old Testament people were sealed with the blood of animals and its people were spiritually dead, but the New Testament is sealed with the blood of Jesus and its people are spiritually alive. Therefore, you will find contradictions in both these testaments. Always take the New Testament if you are the child of God, because in these last days God speaks only through His Son, Jesus. I do not want anyone's blood requested from me, that is why we stick with the truth of His Word. These podcasts are found on all podcasts players, including Spotify, Deezer, AudioMark, Samsung, Pandora, YouTube, and many more where you get your podcasts.